This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. When AFBF President Zippy Duvall was a young boy, his dad would take him around the farm. And as he got older, he started taking on more jobs and more responsibilities. He'd be out milking cows before school and helping to get other things done when he got home. He loved the work for as long as he could remember. While it's true for millions of farmers, fewer people are willing to do the work it takes to raise the food, fuel, and fiber we need. A few weeks ago, President Duvall hosted Juan Cortina, president of Mexico's National Agricultural Council, on his farm in Georgia. Cortina's organization is similar to the American Farm Bureau and works on behalf of Mexico's farmers and ranchers. While discussing the challenges that face members in our countries, Duvall mentioned that the inability to find enough workers was our greatest challenge. And to his surprise, Cortina said that labor was also the most significant problem for farmers in Mexico. Shortly after Mr. Cortina's visit, Mr. Duvall flew out to Oregon and Washington to meet with Farm Bureau members and hear their stories. It didn't matter if the farmers he met were dairying, growing tulips, pears, apples, cherries, blueberries, or raspberries. They all said that their greatest challenge is finding workers. Most of the fresh fruits and vegetables we find in our supermarkets, and canned and frozen ones too, have been planted, cared for, and harvested by hand. Across the country, farmers and farm workers slowly make their way through the fields to ensure we can get the healthy and nutritious food we need. And in dairy barns, workers milk each cow two or three times a day. On the slopes of Mount Hood, President Duvall met with a group of pear growers who talked about the challenges they have finding workers. Some workers have lived in their community for decades and come back season after season. However, finding domestic workers becomes more difficult each year, leaving farmers to turn to H-2A workers from other countries to fill jobs on the farm. Nationwide, the use of H-2A visa program has increased by 20% over the past 5 years, underscoring the domestic worker shortage. In western Washington, President Duvall met with a group of farmers who grow raspberries, blueberries, and strawberries. Like most growers, they've struggled for years to find the labor they need for all of their farm work, especially harvesting. So they've invested millions of dollars into mechanical harvesting techniques to reduce the number of workers they need during peak season. But that doesn't eliminate the need for workers altogether on the farm. Machines can't currently plant or care for many of the fruits, vegetables, and nuts we consume, meaning most plants are touched by human hands many times throughout the year. Farm and ranch work is hard, takes long hours, and you have to get your hands dirty. But it is rewarding, and often you can see the fruits of your labor, literally. On that trip to Oregon and Washington, President Duvall spoke with farmers and farm workers who love their work. They all mentioned that they are proud to play their part in ensuring we have all the food we need. But they also said we need to focus on solving the farm labor crisis once and for all. We desperately need our elected leaders to come to the table, leave politics at the door, and find a solution. Trade is always a hot topic in agriculture, and there are three issues to watch right now, according to AFBF. David Salmonson, Senior Director of Government Affairs at AFBF, explained in Tuesday's Newsline that President Biden recently signed legislation changing the trade relationship between the U.S. and Russia. Salmonson said the first legislation basically stops us from importing energy from Russia. The second bit of legislation revokes what's called permanent normal trade relations with Russia. What that means is that we had granted Russia, like we grant 160 plus other countries around the world, the exact same tariff treatment. So now the U.S. is free to impose different tariffs going forward on Russia, falling back to our tariff schedule we had with them before they had this status. Farmers and ranchers are leading the way in climate-smart farming practices. BASF's new Center for Sustainable Agriculture in Research Triangle Park, North Carolina, showcases some of these innovative practices. AFBF is proud to work with partners like BASF Ag Products to find new ways to protect natural resources. AFBF President Zippy Duvall recently attended a ribbon-cutting ceremony at the center. America's farmers and ranchers care about clean water and preserving the land, which are essential to producing healthy food and fiber and ensuring future generations can do the same. Farmers and ranchers want clean water and clear rules. AFBF joined 119 other agriculture organizations in sending a letter to the Securities and Exchange Commission asking for an extension of time to comment on its proposed rule, the Enhancement and Standardization of Climate-Related Disclosures for Investors. The SEC, whose primary purpose is to protect investors, maintain efficient markets, and facilitate capital formation, now wants to require public companies to report data about their entire supply chain. Nearly every farmers and ranchers' products eventually touch a publicly traded company, meaning that farmers and ranchers could be forced to report personal information and business-related data. This unprecedented overreach could create onerous reporting requirements for even small farms and ranches with few or no employees. May is Mental Health Month, which presents an opportunity to reach out to those around you and share your story. Consider joining Farm Bureau efforts in May by visiting the Farm State of Mind website, where you can find a directory of stress and mental health resources, treatment locators, and tips for helping someone in emotional pain. The site also features ways to start a conversation, links to register for free online farm stress training, and additional resources for managing stress, anxiety, or depression. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.